You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the test listening booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1.
You will hear a speaker talking to a receptionist at a driving school.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello. Welcome to Pacific Harbour Driving School. How can I help?
Good afternoon. I have a driving test booked for next month, and I want to take some driving lessons.
The speaker says he has a driving test booked for next month, so next month should be written in the notes.
Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello. Welcome to Pacific Harbour Driving School. How can I help?
Good afternoon. I have a driving test booked for next month, and I want to take some driving lessons.
We can help you there. Have you taken any driving lessons before, or is this your first time?
I did do a short introduction to driving course at high school, and I learned to drive with my father before that. But I want to get my license, so I need to have some lessons from your school.
Of course. That's no problem. How long ago did you do the driving course?
That was last year. No, sorry, that was 2 years ago. I have a certificate for that course here with me now. Do you need to see it?
No, that's okay. I'll just make a note about it here, though.
Okay, great. When do you think I'll be able to start the driving lessons?
Well, we have a range of different lessons and times, so let me show you the schedule. You can do a full-time course that takes 5 days from Monday to Friday, and the lessons are for 3 hours each day. Or you can do 3 weekends. Well, Saturdays, actually. 5 hours each Saturday from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Can you tell me a little more about the 5-day course? How much does it cost and what will I learn?
Okay, with the 5-day course, that's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. from Monday to Friday. You drive in the city for 4 days and will learn about parking, driving in traffic and all the essentials. And then there is 1 day for learning all the road rules and regulations. You do the theory on the second day so that you understand everything while you're learning to drive.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, it's not really that hard. It's over 5 days, so the instructor really takes his time and you can go at your own speed. We will also give you a copy of the book you will need to study from with all the rules about driving, so you can do some study in your own time. The book's called Road Rules and is included in the price of the course.
Okay, sounds good. What about the weekend course? Is it much different?
You will cover the same information, It's just that you do it at different times. As I said, it's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and you have an introductory session here at our driving school to get the basics of handling a car. Then, a couple of hours for theory and the road rules. Over the next 2 Saturdays, you will be driving in traffic, parallel parking, and learning proper behaviour on busy city streets.
I think having more time to study between lessons might be good for me, so the weekend course will be better. Yes, I think I'll sign up for the weekend course. How much is that, and when does the next course start?
Well, the weekend course is £295, and the weekday course is £275. There's a slight difference in cost because the weekend class is on a Saturday, not our regular hours.
All right. Well, I think I'll sign up for the weekend course. Can I start this weekend?
Let me see if we have any instructors available. Yes, we do. John Thompson is available.
You now have some time to read questions
6
to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions
6
to 10.
All right, just let me get some forms and I'll get some details from you. Okay, let's start with your name.
It's Tom. Tom Rutherford. That's RUTHERFORD.
Rutherford. Good. And your address?
I live at 60 Woodside Drive, here in Echo Bay.
Got it. 60 Woodside Drive. Thanks. Now, what kind of car are you going to be driving? A manual or an automatic?
Sorry, I'm not sure I understand.
I mean, does the car you'll be using have a gear stick or not?
Oh, of course. Well, I will be using my dad's car, and that's an automatic, so that's what I'd like to learn on.
No problem. You will also have some practice with a manual car, so you understand the gears. But I'll put down automatic as your main car.
Well, that's good. I guess I need to learn how to drive both.
Yes, that will be useful for the future. Now, I'll need some payment from you today. How will you be paying for your lessons? You can pay by internet transfer, credit card, or cash.
Well, I have some cash with me, but it isn't very much. I could pay by bank transfer, but I think I'll put it on my credit card and pay it back later. Is that okay?
Yes, certainly. Now, how much would you like to pay today? You only need to pay a 20% deposit right now, or you can pay the full amount.
Well, I think I'll just pay the deposit for now. When will I need to pay the rest of the fees?
You need to pay the remaining 80% on the first day of your classes.
That's no problem. Now, where do I meet my instructor on Saturday?
Well, the examiner will park his car in the car park, so you might see him there. Or, if you are a little early, you can go to the cafe over the road. However, at 9 a.m, you have to be here at the reception to sign some forms, pay the rest of the fees, and officially meet your examiner.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much.
That is the end of section 1. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.